How the hell are you, everybody? And welcome back to the Blade Runner Meta Podcast, the only podcast where we look at Sandra in a really mean face with a finger pointing at her in a really accusatory way, and we talk about the Blade Runner movie 1 minute at a time. Sandra, were you intimidated just now? Were you scared for your life?
I think I peed on myself.
All right. Well, minute 48 is what we're going to be talking about today. It starts with Cambodian lady finishing up her serial number recital to Deckard.
XB7Y.
And it ends with Deckard searching for Hassan in the market. In the animal market. So this is the animal market.
Animoid Row.
Animoid. Wow. Animoid.
Animoid Row.
No, I didn't look it up. You looked it up?
I did.
Look at you.
I don't know if they named it for this movie or in the later video games, but this is Animoid Row.
Well, I for some reason, it's my last batch of notes, but this is a big deal as far as world building goes in this movie.
This is the stuff that makes people obsessed with movies years later, because they're giving you pieces.
These are all the manufactured animals. You got the two more ostriches being walked.
That looks like they scare the bejesus out of Harrison Ford, and he backs up like ostriches walking by.
Oh, that was actually at the end of the minute. I'm sorry, I skipped. Okay. I skipped a whole bunch. That's okay. But I love this whole row that he's walking through of different animals. There's a little animal in a cage. I didn't know what the hell it was until just now.
I didn't know what it was on my phone either.
But it's a raccoon.
It's a raccoon. Why would someone want to own a raccoon?
I don't know.
Why would Jerry bring anything?
Why would raccoons bring anything?
And there was a Shetland pony.
Is that what that was?
It's a pony, yeah.
Okay, because I didn't know.
I believe it's a Shetland pony.
It looked like a pony to me because
it's a pony.
Because the hair.
I think it's a Shetland pony, but I'm not sure.
Because of its beautiful
mane. Words.
Corey Feldman.
Words. Hair. You're bad with the words.
It had Corey Feldman.
I think you should start reading that big dictionary I have in the other room.
I'm really good with words. I swear to God. It's just that I get nervous.
How are you nervous? It's just us.
You're intimidating. You're a lot smarter than me.
I'm not that smart.
Well, all right. Well, you said it. I didn't. So, the Cambodian lady looks at the marijuana bud and
it says interesting.
Concludes that it's not a fish scale, it's a snake scale.
And Harrison's like,
he's like, what?
1.21 gigawatts.
And she says, go see Abdul Ben Hassan. He made the snake.
Abdul Ben Hassan.
And Harrison Ford is Deckard's off.
And he looks happy for the first time ever. He's happy as he walks away. He's like, oh, I got a lead.
You see the weird acting I'm talking about, though, right? It's this block of minutes. It's this until... Matter of fact, it goes even further. It's when he calls somebody later on a video phone. Around after the time he talks to Taffy Lewis. And it's just weird acting from him.
I don't know. It's just... It's an odd kind of movie.
Not bad. Not bad acting.
And
it's
again,
funny.
We have another aerial shot. And you hear the hum of the neon. And I don't know if it's supposed to be the sound, like the background noise of the movie, or if it's part of the song. So if anyone has the soundtrack, I would love to know if that's part of it or not.
I love this shot. That's a beautiful shot of Deckard among the darkness and the smoke and the fire and people of the city as he's walking away. There's a close-up of, there's a huge close-up actually at the halfway point of the scene. There's a super close-up of that robot fish. The swordfish I told you about that had its middle section.
Also, there was a column behind him with writing. So if anyone out there knows what it says on that column, there's characters on the writing. I don't know. I'm so sorry. I really don't know the difference if it's Mandarin or Kanto or if it's Japanese or some mixture of all different character-based languages. I wish I knew how to tell by looking at it what language it was.
Does she say... No, she doesn't.
What?
No.
What do you think she said?
Somebody tells Deckard that somebody's waiting for him, that he needs to go see somebody, rather.
No.
In Chinatown.
That's later.
That's later on.
See, this is why I don't do too many minutes ahead, because then I get confused. Why are you staring at me like that?
I don't know.
Because you're clearly getting confused whenever you do too many minutes ahead.
I'm already confused. No.
So we hear this neon hum as part of the background noise of the song. I think the song is called Tales of the Future, or Songs of the Future. Tales of the Future. And I don't know if it's the end of this, or right as he cuts down to the next one where he sees the ostrich, that's called Tales from the Future.
Yeah, when that's the music's playing as he goes into, I think, Taffy Lewis's.
More Arabic flavor into it.
Yeah, no, that's when he's talking to Hassan, sorry.
For sure. That's the name.
Well, the music changes completely when he goes into the where he's headed right now.
Okay, well, while he's walking through Enomoid Row, I'm pretty sure that song's called Tales from the Future, but I don't know if the neon hum sound is in it.
I don't remember.
So, and as he's walking, you see people begging on the street, and you see people carrying large containers on their shoulders.
Baskets of fruit, so bananas.
Of food and stuff like that. Here's an interesting little trivia bit for you. Most of the hats that the people are wearing in the scene were bought at Pier 1.
Really?
Yeah, some of them are like repurposed bowls and other like...
That's funny.
Like home decor that they dirtied up and painted and did whatever they do to it and slapped it on people's heads. And you clearly see someone walking around with what looks like a big salad bowl.
I paused at 47 minutes, 34 seconds.
Okay, right halfway through.
And I noticed this creepy guy with a hat. And a jacket and a tie.
What kind of hat?
It was like a an Indiana Jones hat, like a detective hat.
Like a fedora.
And he's got this weird mask on, like a black mask, and he's got red eyes. Did you notice this?
Mm-mm.
47 minutes, 34 seconds.
Who do you think he
dead
is?
Dead center.
Who do you think he is?
He's just a dude on the street. Deckard walks past him.
Fascinating.
But it's weird how they're wearing these masks.
It's fascinating.
Is it a breathing apparatus?
Maybe it's just a mask to keep Big Brother from watching since there's cameras everywhere.
Is he a bounty hunter?
I read a book recently called The Rule of One.
What's that about?
Where everyone's... It's one of those books that it's the same thing everywhere where you're not allowed to have more than one child. We've read a million things like that. We've seen a million things like that. And in the book, since there's Big Brother everywhere, it's become the fashion to carry around umbrellas or big hats or wear like partial masks on your face to keep the cameras from watching. And you can't really make a mask and you can't get plastic surgery to change your appearance. But carrying around umbrellas and big hats and like hoods are considered fashionable because it keeps the cameras from seeing
maybe
your face quite as often.
Maybe that's why everybody has an umbrella even though we don't always see it raining.
Right, to keep the camera off of you.
Yeah, okay.
It's possible.
Okay.
I thought that was interesting in that book because you don't hear that a lot in these Big Brother books.
What's the book again?
The Rule of One.
The Rule of One. Okay. We have it? You bought it?
I borrowed it digitally from Amazon.
Okay.
It's one of our Kindle Unlimited featured that we can read.
So up to this point, my opinion's going to change in a minute.
It always does.
Let me just ignorantly ask, because I'm assuming, until I learn otherwise, which I will, that these are illegal street vendors that are making animals that they're not really licensed, they're not supposed to be doing this. Obviously, I learn I'm wrong in a minute, but let's just pretend I'm not wrong, and we don't know yet, and let me ask you...
How do you want me to pretend you're not wrong?
Are they also making replicants? Because there's manufactured animals, and then there are replicants. Replicants are people.
Well, again, that brings me back to what was happening in Choose, right? They're assembling the eyeballs here, but you're not allowed to have replicants here, so are they shipping all the parts off-world to put them together, like the way cars are, like all their individual parts are built somewhere else and then they're assembled in like Tennessee now?
What exactly was Chu doing? He freezes the eyes for what, shipping?
I guess.
For transportation?
Oh, just for preservation, like cryo, right? Cryo so that they don't deteriorate.
And then he sends them up to somewhere else, some other lab.
That's what I'm saying. Like, does it go to another lab when they put all the pieces together, like Legos here, or do they ship them all in pieces off-world? And I want blue eyes for this one, or I want, I want a lefty, and I need this hand.
So Animoid
and
Row.
And they Frankenstein it?
Animoid Row isn't exactly where they make the animals. It's just where they come to sell them.
Possibly. Okay. I'm assuming that they sell it there. But I also kind of felt like this is where you go to buy them and possibly repair them. Like if you're
Falcon. That's
why
they have the microscope.
Right. If your Falcon is missing feathers, it will put feathers on it. And obviously these replicants are so real that the snake is shedding scales that are washing off in a tub. Like, does it regrow more scales as necessary? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, she seemed to have some type of scaled boa hanging in it wasn't clear. It was when Deckard was looking a couple of minutes ago when Deckard was looking at the picture in the
that could have been a snake skin. Like, does it actually shed its skin
in the Esper?
Because
yeah.
I didn't think
she had something hanging on a
I'm no
chair
snake expert. What's that called, a herpetologist?
Snakeologist. Snakeist. Snakemonger.
But I didn't think snakes lose individual scales. I thought they shed their outer layer of skin as one solid piece, not like fish that have individual scales that you scale a fish with a knife.
Maybe it was damaged. Like in The Hobbit, when Smaug lost a scale from the Black Arrow. He can lose a scale.
But he had more. There was more than one scale in that tub when he went there.
In Smaug's tub, when he took the bathtub?
No.
In when he took a bath in the bathtub? In
Leon's tub when Deckard went to investigate.
Maybe they were cleaning her boa. Well, I don't mean boa constrictor. I mean boa, like the feathered boas that people have. I know what you meant.
I didn't think it was a boa. I thought it was a snake skin.
I thought it was like just decorative, made of snake scales.
I thought it was I thought it was
Well, either way, maybe it was all oily and greasy from her job. But they
don't really... Have you seen a snake skin?
Snake skin what?
Like just an actual snake skin when they shed it.
Yeah.
That outer layer that is like one big solid piece.
Yeah.
I've never really seen the individual pieces like
I've
that.
I've never seen the individual pieces.
So it's a little odd for me. But let's go back to this illegal thing. Right. If they're illegal, why would they put a maker serial number?
Well, we don't know that. The maker serial number.
Yeah, if there's a maker serial number, like someone who's making illegal anything isn't going to put a stamp that says your name on it.
Yeah, well, there's been plenty of movies where... the drug dealer puts his logo on the bag. Fatal Beauty.
But a serial number feels like...
Blue Magic.
That they're calling it a serial number is very official. Like, at a daycare, you have a permit number, and that's assigned to you.
Sure.
You don't make up a serial number. They're assigned. The same way UPC codes work across every brand out there sold in stores right now, because that's an industry standard. Like, I could go to any store... and scan this thing, and it would register as long as it's in their system.
I didn't think of that when I had my theory about these being illegal.
The police looks illegal. I just figured that it looks shady.
He has his own.
But I think everything is just
identification
shady.
For his work.
You know, I just
like she says serial number. I think artists.
I would have thought a maker's
signature,
a maker's number, just a maker's number, and then I could have like given you that. But when they say maker serial number, it feels official.
Yeah.
Feels official, especially since we don't have any basis yet. Did the in Brian's office when they showed the cards of each replicant, they had their serial numbers there, didn't they?
I think so.
Do we know where it's imprinted? Well, not at this point in the movie. Do we know where they print it on them?
No. We find out in 2049.
In 2049. Well, in 2049, we had two options.
Well, for the newer replicants, they put them under the eye, the serial number. And for the older ones, which we see Rachel's remains, it's microscopic. It's printed.
Well, wouldn't on the eye be such a better idea? So you'd like, it's right there and everybody can see it.
They weren't meant to be found out back then. In this movie.
I wonder what happens in between.
That was the whole point.
2019 and 2049, that now they're legal on this planet.
They show how that became Wayland. Not Wayland, Neander Wallace. Wallace finagled his way back onto the books.
I want more details about that.
There's a whole scene. Short films.
It's not enough. I'm going to look it up.
He's creating synthetic food. He has replicants that listen now.
Yeah.
But it wasn't told in the movie. It was the short films.
Yeah, I got to see those. That's a different story.
Yeah. Have you not seen those?
No.
Oh, they're really...
I'm waiting until we do the minutes for them.
Okay.
I want to be fresh. I don't want to have any principle. I literally want to do a minute. Like, if we're going to do a podcast about the short film, whether it's by minute or whatever, I want to watch it and then talk about it.
We're not going to do those minute by minute. We'll just do... Each movie will have its own minute.
Like a special.
Whatever. We're just going to do each... What was that?
Money!
Oh, money. Each short film will be its own episode.
Everyone's going to send us 50 cents so we can buy a new microphone. Just to hear the special. Nobody's sending us 50 cents, not even your mom.
No, I'm afraid to start a Patreon or anything and try to sell merchandise or anything. I don't think anybody...
Do you want me to make more of those ornaments I made for Girl Scouts? Just for our fans, and they'll buy them for like
$3? Yeah, we're going to have to figure that out.
Should our faces be on it?
Just the top of my head.
Just the top of your shiny head? Then I don't have to do anything to the ornament. I can just make a... clear plastic ornament and put a couple of strands of hair
on it. Thanks a lot. Do we have a noose anywhere around this office?
You can use your beard hair.
Do you think Tyrell makes do you think Eldon Tyrell the guy or his corporation makes manufactured animals too?
Yes, because they had the owl.
Do you think all these people? Well, he could have bought it from.
I don't think he bought street it. Vendors. Nope, I think he started this.
You think he makes his own?
Yeah.
And then licenses out the rights to these other guys, these vendors. You could do it too.
Yeah.
You think he gets a piece of the business they're
like
doing?
Like a franchise?
Down on the street?
Maybe. Maybe it depends on if they're using his technology.
If you're going to use Tyrell sauces, you got to use Tyrell napkins, Tyrell bags. Don't forget my branding.
I know in the other episode I mentioned having big animals versus small animals as a status symbol. Now I think it's the more exotic your animal is. Like, you have a cat, but I have an ostrich. And look at my cool raccoon, because who wouldn't want a raccoon digging through the garbage in their house?
I bought 3 ocelots for Christmas.
I bought this lion, and he tried to eat my face. What did you buy? Oh, you have a puppy. Isn't
what would you
that
get?
Cute?
What kind of replicant? What kind of manufactured animal would you? I have to remember that the robot animal, the fake animals are manufactured animals, and the fake people are replicants. There's no replicant animals.
But that's what they keep calling them, replicant animals.
No, they don't. Not once. Not at all. He said artificial for the owl, and they're manufactured. Somebody said it, either Cambodian lady or someone manufactured.
Okay. Do the kittens grow? If the snakes shed their scales, do the kittens grow? I'm going to answer your question, but I need to know things like this first. Do they grow and age?
I think they could be programmed too, yeah.
That's some nifty programming. Yeah. So a little kitten would grow bigger?
Well, Deckard ages between now and 2049. He ages.
If he isn't a replicant, then he's something else, like Rachel. So
I mean, according to Ridley Scott, he's a replicant.
1 to 6. If Nexus is 1 to 6, do they age? Do they get fat? Like, if they eat too much, like, they clearly need to eat, right? That's what we're told, that they need to eat.
Yeah.
To, like, for energy, for whatever.
Yeah, but Kay eats, like, silica-based stuff.
Right, but we're
it's
talking
not real
about this
food.
Movie.
It just
she
keeps his gears
Pris eats.
Looped.
We know later Pris eats, so.
What does she eat?
I don't know. JF does something weird in his house. But that's not the point. We're not up to it, so I don't really know the details. But eat? No. If they have to eat, can they get fat?
Fat rep of.
Like, can I get
fat-licant?
A fat? Like,
chublicant?
You're saying that they can be programmed to grow, right?
I would
say so. A kitten can age into a cat. But let's say kittens can't age into a cat. Can I overfeed the kitten so that it's a fat little tiny kitten? You didn't think I was headed there, right?
Yeah.
Don't you want one of those little fat kittens that you go to play with the string and he can't roll over because his belly's too big?
You're gonna, yeah.
Now picture, no, seriously, picture. And he's just like, because he can't roll over.
No matter what you are, yeah, you're. If you're something that needs to eat, needs some type of sustenance and has organs, even
yeah, but maybe they
replicated.
Can't overeat.
But you're still going to get larger. You're putting more mass into you. You're putting a whole chicken leg inside this replicant cat. The chicken leg is going to be inside the cat now. And if the chicken leg is twice the size of the cat's going to now be double its original size. So yeah, I mean, if you stuff a bunch of shit inside the animal, it's going to get bigger.
I would like to know answers to this.
Do they release waste? Do they poop? And
do they poop and pee? I don't know.
Pee?
Do they sneeze when they need to sneeze? Or are they just programmed to sneeze to seem more human? Because again, we get to the how are these the machines? Are these artificial animals machine or are they more biological? There's a lot of little ifs here. And then my
They're
next
obviously
question.
More biological. Look at that scale.
Do I still have allergies? Like, are these...
No.
Absolutely. They're all hypoallergenic?
Absolutely. They're all hypoallergenic. Hypo or hyper? Hypo.
Hypo.
Hypo. Kaito.
Okay, so I think I would want a fat little kitten that never turns into a cat.
I probably want a husky that doesn't shed and doesn't...
A husky puppy.
No.
Because little versions are cute.
Well, alright, but I want it to grow.
No.
And become a big old husky that I can hang out with. And I'll teach him to give me high fives. Because I got a thing about high fives.
I know you do.
It's one of my favorite
Why don't
things
you high
do.
Five the little keychains they made you? You can always have something to high five.
High five. Yeah. Big old husky dog.
Yeah, I think I want a fat little kitten. I know it's not a status symbol. It's not like an ostrich or like a pterodactyl. How come there are no dinosaurs? Artificial dinosaurs then?
First of all.
Can't I have an artificial raptor?
Somebody needs to draw us a picture, please.
Of a fat little kitten.
Of, all right, two pictures. A fat little kitten stuck on its back, playing with a ball of yarn that's just out of its reach. And a dinosaur walking through
this. Animoid row.
Walking through, sitting at the bar, at the happy at hour, the, at the White Dragon.
At the White Dragon
noodle sitting bar. At the bar, trying to, like a T-Rex, trying to eat noodles with his short little arms. I can't reach my face.
Or like the flares that open up, right? And it spits at you because you try to take the plate too early.
All the Dilophosaurus gets all pissed off, so he expands his... spits. His, whatever it's called.
You know what Animoid Row reminds me of?
Let me guess. I don't know. Go ahead. Wait. No, I really don't know. Go ahead.
There's a market in Japan. I watch a lot of anime, so I keep up with that sometimes. I totally am going to mispronounce the name of it. Akihabara Electric Town.
Okay.
There's a market in Japan that is known for looking like this, low-tech, very low-tech stalls, but selling very high-tech computer gear and electronic gear. And it started as a completely separate kind of market and then started selling like household electronics. But in the 80s, as that went down and people started getting more into computers, it started selling all that computer gear. And now it really feeds into that otaku culture of nerd, manga, anime, computer stuff.
Yeah.
So it has that same feel where it looks like someone just pulled all this stuff out of the basement and threw it into boxes. But you find like a really high-tech stuff there. And I see Animoid Row and I think the same thing, that like they're incognito of how awesome their supplies are, that they may not be able to afford like an actual storefront, but they have these supplies. And why waste the money if like I'm doing good business here? Why spend an extra like $2,000 a month
on rent? Sell themselves.
Yeah, like I don't need to do more. I don't need to get a storefront because I'm making a lot of money here and I'd rather keep that extra money in my pocket. So it really felt like that Akihabara market, but it also feels like a lot of foreign markets when you like when you go to Arab markets and Russian markets that all these stalls are out.
Yeah, it feels like Brighton Beach to me. I don't know, you're saying foreign markets. It feels like right here.
But Akihabara really, really feels like that because of that low-tech stall with the high-tech gear, because it's really high-tech gear. Like, those are clearly, like, crazy animals over there. Then the next thing that...
Those are clearly Zunes that they're selling.
I know there was a lot of discussion about this years ago that they used, that they built robotic animals for this. No, they use actual animals on set to do this.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought those were.
Yeah, there used to be a lot of discussion
animatronic,
right? That it was all animatronic, but they were like, we couldn't build anything that looked as good as we needed it to look, so we just used the real ones, which is really interesting and funny to me.
Yeah, otherwise you would have seen more exotic creatures, not a freaking raccoon in a cage.
But it really felt,
you know,
it's really funny that it's they're supposed to be artificial animals, but they're using the real animals to stand them because their artificials couldn't look as good.
I think Fredo and I talked about this in minute 18 about how they used a real owl to portray a fake owl that was confused for a real owl. And what happened to him? Did he die? Where's Fred?
He's in California. Ugh.
California's maybe so he's lucky. Well, on that note, you want to stick around? You want to do more with me?
No, I don't have any more notes. I'm done, and I have to go back to work soon, and I wanted to rest.
Oh, bummer. High five?
Are we doing that again?
Yeah, why not?
Are you high-fiving the mic?
No, don't touch my mic. I just bought a
brand. Look, my high-five is there again.
Yeah, I know. I just bought a... This is
you
new.
You better not edit that out.
This is new.
Yeah, whatever.
Sandra.
You better not edit that.
So thank you guys for joining us again for this 48th minute. We'll be back on, for the 49th before you can say
replicant animals.
Replicant spider poop.
Really?
Truly. So far.